really looking forward to. I'm looking forward to your tour that's coming up in October.
Yeah.
And hopefully I can get to see you when you're in Manchester. Because I'm told Manchester are ready to absolutely blow you apart. In a good way.
Yeah, of course. We're looking forward to it ourselves. You know, yeah, it's going to be a blast to tour in the UK again. We did a full month of touring last time we were here.
Yeah.
This time it's going to be shorter, but we're going to have to concentrate on the big cities. But it's still, it's going to be twice as fun as last time. People are asking me how are you going to top the previous tour? Are you going to make it better? I've made no promises yet, but we've taken like 6 months off from touring now,
yeah.
And you know I can sense it in the band that we're really enthusiastic about getting back on the road. We're really excited about it, and I think the break from touring has only done good for us. I think we're in the best shape of our lives at the moment, and I really think that this Spirit album is the best our best work so far.
Of the three albums, do you consider this one to be the best one?
It definitely. I mean, that and we decided to call it Spirit because I think it really captures the true essence and the spirit of Reckless Love. We managed to capture that feeling for this album. And I think it was exactly a year ago when we decided that the next album is going to be a hair metal album with an exclamation mark. We're not gonna surrender to anybody. We're gonna do big choruses. We're gonna do like all the classic hair metal stuff that we love and our fans love. And we're gonna do it all the way. We're gonna do soft ballads like Edge of Our Dreams,
yeah,
and A Hot Rain, and take the cheese up to the levels where we haven't been, we haven't been yet. We thought of, can we do that? Yes, we can. And, we can even go deeper than that. And same thing with the other end. We went more heavier. We went heavier this time than ever before. There's metal act. It's like classic heavy metal. It's like Judas Priest type of song.
But it doesn't. I've got to say again, it doesn't sound as though you've gone right. Well, we're going to sound like this on this one, and then we're going to sound like this on this one. I mean, that might be conscious decisions that you're saying. Well, yeah, we wanted to do this and we wanted to do this. But the album sounds like a band playing a well-structured album. It all fits. It doesn't sound like, oh, right, for this one we're going to be Judas Priest, and the next one we're going to be Def Leppard, the next one we're going to be something else. It's clearly the same band all the way through with a nice, tied-together package.
Yeah, I mean, that was the whole thing. We didn't want to sound like Judas Priest.
No.
We kind of like did our take on subject. It's just like, can we master all the different aspects of hair metal? And this is what we can do. And we basically just found the extreme ends of both, both ends and everything in between, and managed to sound like Reckless Love, and managed to capture the spirit of Reckless Love in the same process. We basically gave ourselves a complete freedom to write anything that we wanted. This is what we want to do, and this is the true essence. This is like the hard core, and this is like the heart of Reckless Love. I'm really proud of the album. The first time I heard the finalized master tape, I was thinking of the song title, So Happy I Could Die. That really gave me the feeling, like for a second or two, that give me the Left Wheel of Testament. I'll sign it right now. Because it was such a happy feeling for it, it really put a smile on my face as well.
Quite a few bands struggle. Album three can be the hard one, or the tricky second one, and the really tricky third one. I think you might struggle to have the tricky fourth one now, or do you think you can just carry on and take it from here? Or can you top this?
Well, time will tell. I mean, it all depends on how well people take the album and how well it's received. I mean, obviously, does really poorly and people don't like it, and it doesn't sell at all, so obviously there's going from the record label.
That yeah. Say,
you need to do better this time. So that's when we you know might feel a little bit of a pressure. But at this point in our career, we just felt like you know we don't give a fuck. We just want to bang our heads, and do what we want, and you know just like do this for the sake of you know
mm-hmm.
doing what we know best, and that's having fun. That's paramount.
What's the best thing about being in Reckless Love today?
Well, the best thing is, well, everything. I don't know how to. I can't see a bad thing. Or maybe it's in the songs. I mean, you know, Spirit is a record made by a band on the road. Cause we were on the road for 2 years straight after we released the first album.
Yeah.
We actually recorded Animal Attraction while we were doing a massive tour in Finland. We had like 52 shows booked
wow.
at the same time, and we ended up being in the studio for the weekdays and touring on the weekends.
Wow.
And you know, this time we took some time off for the recording process and to you know to load the batteries.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I've had time to reflect. Things and on the life that I've chosen and you know, the life that we live. And I had this wake up call to reality when we shot the video for So Happy I Could Die. It's like the, you know I was carrying a 100-liter bucket full of water inside of an abandoned factory, and which was full of graffiti all over the place. It was pitch black and it was cold as fuck. And, you know, I was covered in pink paint all over. And, you know, all I had was these, like, you know, I was wearing just my pants and a pair of sneakers. And I had to wash my hair, because bleached hair, you know, it sucks in all the kind of color.
Mm-hmm.
If I wanted to stay blonde, I had to.
Yes.
I had to wash my hair right here and there. You know, right there and then it was like you know it was a wake-up call reality check
yeah
this is exactly what I want to do for a living. This I love it, you know. And I have pictures of that moment, and you know it's just like I look at it and I'm covered in filth, covered in paint, in a shitty abandoned building in pitch black and cold, but I still love every second of it. There is no bad side to this profession. I love it, like, until the day I die. I love heavy metal.
Really do appreciate the time you've taken to speak to us. And
thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
Well, as you said, if people who bought those classic albums in the 80s don't buy this, then they should, because the fools. That album is as good as anything that was released from the bands that you cite as your influences.
Yeah, thank you very much.
There's no two ways about it. Not in my mind, anyway. So thanks very much, Ollie.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Have a look forward to seeing you in October.
Looking forward to being on stage. Thank you very much. Take care.